Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let me just...
Hi. Keep that in the trailer.
Hi, Halifax.
It's me, Reese, from Canadian Politics is Boring, with Jesse from Canadian Politics is Boring.
Hello.
And we've got a live show. We should have run this.
Reese loves improv-ing.
We've got a live show in person.
This totally sounds scripted, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, we're finally doing a live show in person in the flesh. If you are in Halifax, Nova Scotia, this Thursday, August the 19th at around 6 p.m.-ish, we will be in Grand Parade in downtown Halifax, performing on stage the Halifax Trivia.
Ultimate Halifax Trivia.
Or
Ultimate Halifax Quiz.
This is a really good trailer. I messed this up so much.
It's fine.
So Reese is going to come up with questions about Halifax, and me and other comedians are going to be tested and for a undisclosed prize that he's going to present to the winner.
It's free.
And after our little Ultimate Halifax quiz, there will be other comedians performing. There will be other sources of entertainment.
We'll hang out.
By the time it ends,
it'll be close to my bedtime.
Yeah, probably, right? But it's free. This Thursday, the 19th, Grand Parade, 6 p.m. Come down, say hi, have a good time.
And if you don't live in Halifax or Nova Scotia, you live in a different province, I'm very sorry.
Thanks for listening to our ad for other people having a good time that you can't join in on.
Just because you were born in the wrong province, we can't help that. So
yeah, that's kind of sad.
On
with the show!
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring!
Canadian Politics is Boring is back.
Yay! Oh, are we recording?
We are recording.
I was just being jubilant and happy in general for the fact that...
That wasn't even for the audience. That was just for us. Yeah. Me and Jesse have managed to dress exactly the same.
Amazingly, by accident for this
record. There is a picture on our Instagram. We don't even need to do a call to action. If you want to see me and Jesse dressed the same accidentally, I think we've been hanging out too long.
Yeah. It's, these clown cargo shorts.
Stop stealing my style.
I mean, hello. I think you're stealing my style.
Well, I don't know. I think I dress like a typical...
We're finally merging into one body and mind. So welcome to Canadian Jesse's. Politics is Boring. I am Jesse, and this is Reese.
Sorry,
Reese,
you're talking over
the intro, man. What the hell?
Fuck. Jesse's just had his second vaccination. He wasn't going to get it done, but I did convince him.
That is not true at all.
How come it took you so long?
Because the studies that have shown that the longer that you wait between first dose and second dose of the mRNA vaccines, the stronger your antibody response is. So like up to a certain point, I believe it's 18 weeks. So if you were to get a first dose and then like the next week get your second dose versus someone who get their first dose and then wait 3 months and get their second dose, the second person would have a much stronger antibody response and overall be better protected. And living in Nova Scotia, where our numbers are so incredibly low, and with my incredibly low social life of not seeing anybody, just hanging out by myself in my room all the time, I figured it was a safe bet to try.
I thought you just forgot.
No.
Turns out you had a very thoughtful... Oh, really? I just jumped in for my second one as soon as I could. And I kind of felt like... I felt like I had a hangover and a really sore arm. So it was like I had a big night out.
Yeah.
I got drunk, partied really hard, fell over onto my arm, forgot the kind of injury you forget. They're so drunk you forget about your injury. And then I wake up with a terrible hangover and my arm hurts and I don't know why. So I had all the benefit of the feeling of after a great night out, but without the great night out. Instead, just a person jabbing
my arm.
I got it
just a few hours ago and I feel fine. I mean, maybe a tiny bit tired, but like... That's it. Not even a sore arm. So I don't know.
Do you know what? I didn't feel the needle was tiny. When it went in, it was so small. I'm not saying this because I'm so tough. I'm just Mr. Alpha male. I didn't realize she actually did it so quickly and neatly that I didn't even really feel it. Like it was an injection. It felt like a bump, but maybe I've got some kind of nerve damage. I don't know.
I'm getting needles so often. She didn't warn me either. She didn't like, okay, here it comes, you know, nothing like that. She was just jab. I'm like, I guess it's done now.
When my tattoo took 6.5 hours.
You got a tattoo? Where's your tattoo?
You've never seen my tattoo. It took 6.5 hours. So you can probably imagine how large it is.
I've never seen your tattoo and you're always wearing shorts and t-shirts and I'm wondering where it is now.
Where could a 6 hour tattoo be?
Jesus, yeah.
But it does hurt, but eventually you kind of go into this meditative state where you're kind of like, you just embrace the pain and you just chill out.
I've heard that before, actually.
Which I did.
Well, Reese is checking his phone.
My phone went off. I'm just going to put on silence.
Yeah, right.
Very rude. Yeah. Very rude.
Who's texting you? Who's it?
Anyway, it's my friend. He went camping. He was sending me some pictures of his camping trip.
More dick pics. That's not very nice. That's why you guys went camping, so you could be alone. I didn't go with him.
I didn't go with him. He's just...
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. We got to clear that up for your wife who's listening. Sure. Yeah. You did not. Reese did not go on a naked...
Man trip. But if you do go on naked men trips, don't cheat on your wife.
It's
not how I choose to camp or go camping.
Sure, Reese.
So the reason we're talking about vaccines in the small talk / preamble.
I love that we call it small talk. And I love the fact that we have something that we have a call to action that we literally call to action.
Yeah, like that's small talk over. This episode is called Free Beer, Microchips, and Bill Gates. Can you guess what it's about?
The free beer is throwing me off, honestly. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. No, that only happens in the States, where in the States there are certain states that were like bribing people to get vaccinated. Like, if you get vaccinated, we'll give you a box of shotgun shells. Like, this is
like a local story to us.
Locals to Halifax.
Yeah, yeah. So actually just up the street, you know, Good Robot Brewing.
I know that. Are we going to get a dollar?
I don't know.
We're totally going to get a dollar because we're advertising them. They got a new thing now where like if you're a micro influencer, if you promote their place, they'll pay you a dollar.
Oh, wow. Well, I didn't even know that.
So we're getting a dollar.
We should get $2. There's two of us.
We should.
And one for the audience to be split between everyone. This is from a news article from Huddle, which is a local news organization, from July the 15th, 2021, by Trevor Nichols. The headline was, Socialist Patsies Offering Cheap Beer to Vaccinated Haligonians.
Right. Okay.
So what happened was, Good Robot, they did a...
We should explain to people, did you already say Good Robot was a... a brewing and a bar.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't know. Like, I just assumed everybody lived in Halifax. And,
yeah, so it's a microbrewery. And a bar.
Is there a restaurant too?
I think they have little snacks and food. I think it's also a restaurant.
Yeah. They got cool branding.
They might be a full-fledged fucking restaurant. I don't know. Sorry, Good Robot, if you are.
Don't give Jesse 50 cents. He should just dock his dollar by half.
I do know that they have like amazing shows that they put on in various rooms, which is like hidden in the back that I didn't even know existed until. Anyway, we should get them to sponsor us.
We should. We should do a live show there and have free beer.
Oh my God, let's do that. Yeah.
So they did a post. They did a promotion called Pints for Pro-Vaxxers was the campaign. And they offered anyone with proof they'd been vaccinated a beer for the lowest legal price of $2.75.
Hold on, lowest legal price?
So there's tax and everything if you sell beer. Everything else on top is profit or cost.
Lowest legal price you can sell a beer for is $2.75.
So the province and the federal government are going to take their cut. And obviously... You like in the UK, they did the all you can drink, so you paid £10 at the door, all you can drink.
I remember you telling me that. That's insane.
And it caused so much carnage. It was a mess. So
I can imagine.
So I'm guessing the legal minimum is kind of just to say, hey, don't go crazy.
Oh,
because you will.
Hold on. Have you ever been to one of those places where you just pay at the door and then drink as much as you want?
No. And it's not high quality alcohol.
It doesn't matter after like the fifth drink, man.
I suppose. It depends if you want to enjoy your alcohol or you just want to go and get as drunk as possible.
Like, you know, I'm older and I'm not my liver can't keep up with me like my 21-year-old liver. From way back in the day, but like me, I feel kind of
Jesse's liver of the past.
Yes, I feel. I'm not gonna lie. Like I don't even drink that much, but like I feel a little. What's the word I'm looking for? Regret that I've never once visited an establishment that does that. Just to check that box off my list.
Have you ever been on an all inclusive holiday where food and alcohol is all included in the price?
No, I never have.
I have, and you just. Drink and eat excessively. And
that sounds amazing.
Yeah. And you end up doing terrible things. That's all I can say.
Well, hold on. Sir, I want to take a little pause from and just go into this rabbit hole. Because, like, describe it to me. Like,
make it sound like this is terrible.
No, like all-inclusive booze. Can you just get, like, hey, I'd like a bottle of two or three
bottles. No.
Give me three bottles of tequila to bring to my room, please, for free.
You can't just go there and go, I'll have a pint of vodka, please, with an umbrella.
I mean, why not?
So you go and you order a drink and you'll get a drink.
Every free drink has to be ordered from a bartender.
From a bartender at a certain... Like in a certain portion at the time, because you're not going. If you're going to,
I could be like, "Hey, give me a quintuple vodka, please."
Yeah.
Oh, I could.
You could
do that.
I'll have three bottles of wine in a bathtub, which isn't actually a lot, but a shallow bath of wine.
Like, would they eventually cut you off if they think you just?
I
had
imagine
too much?
They would for your own safety and for the reputation of the resort.
Right. Okay.
We're not giving you any more free alcohol.
I paid for it. Was that your drunk voice?
Yeah.
I paid for it.
It's kind of a bit like Barney off The Simpsons meets me. So, do you want to hear a bit more about Good Robots?
No, I kind of want to hear more about these all-inclusive resort restaurants and the bad, terrible things that you've done.
What I did when I was drunk there? There were these giant crabs. And
live or
live, and they were in the bottom of the swimming pool. Because they come off these giant land crabs that only came out at night, and they'd walk into the side of your leg and hit you. This was in Cuba, and they were like three or four of them in the bottom of the pool. And I was kind of a bit drunk, and I rescued them and threw them in the ocean.
And somebody was
like, "They're land crabs. You could have just put it on the side of the pool." It's like, I threw three of them in the ocean.
Did you kill them?
No idea. Imagine they could have walked out because it was a beach. I didn't throw them off a cliff, but I'm sorry, land crabs. Anyway, John, enough about land crabs.
Oh, I'm excited talking about free booze.
So Josh Council, one of Good Rob's co-founders, says the company launched the promotion to bribe people, not to bribe people with cheap beer, but to promote the importance of vaccines.
So I think it's great.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the quote. Right now,
to interject first before we continue, which I do want to hear this, but I'm curious. Okay, honest to God, is it like a swing vote? Okay, you know how like they're in politics, there's people who are like staunch liberals and staunch conservatives, but then there's people in the middle like, I don't know, I could go either way. And a lot of the advertising is focused towards these people who were like, let's see if we can convince them to go to the other side of the fence. Do you think that there are anti-vaxxers out there that are on the fence and could be swung over buy a cheap beer. Not even free beer. Cheap.
Well, beer. Yeah, but I think
I think, really against vaccination, but then Good Robot offered me a cheap beer, and now I'm for it.
So I think it was more about the fact that it was raising awareness that this made more publicity than, you know, the amount of publicity.
It was an advertising stunt.
Well, it wasn't just an advertising stunt. It was an advertising stunt for vaccinations. It was saying, hey, we believe in vaccinations so much, have some beer. Cheap. Or the lowest legal price. But I genuinely think that the anti-vaxxers are really vocal. They're a small minority of the population.
Yes, but they're very loud.
In Canada, anyway.
Yeah.
And they're very loud. And what you'll get is these people who are maybe immediate family members, children, friends, who are, as they kind of very loudly talk about their anti-vax stuff, are influencing those people around them. But I think those people can be convinced. There's some people who would never be convinced to get vaccinated.
Right. But there's people who have been inundated with so much information, some of which is false, from a variety of sources that they genuinely don't know what to believe.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's really unfortunate.
I want a free beer or a cheap beer.
Right.
It's fine. Because not everyone, some people have just gone through the pandemic without even really caring.
It really does suck being living in an age of misinformation and living where we get our information, we get our news from media sources such as, well, I can't believe I'm calling Twitter and Facebook a media source, but it is. It's a source where you can get media, whether that media is of quality or not. It doesn't, I mean, it's just a place to get media, and a lot of people do. And the fact that we're right now, like if you think about it, back in the 50s, right? 60s, 70s, 80s, fuck it, 90s. If you listened to the news, right, you could be fairly certain that it was true, right?
Well, also as well, the anchor.
You didn't have to think about it.
No, but you'd see the same news anchor every day give you the news. You built trust with them.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, that's Mr. Anchor. I love him.
Mr. Anchor.
He's so confident.
What an insane coincidence that he went to be an anchor, Mr. Anchor.
Njau's Anchor, that's his name. He's from Sweden.
But older folk who have lived through those times where you just trust the news, and now we're living in a time where you can't trust the news. You literally have to research what news you're getting and where the source of this news is going from, because there are huge swarms of news that it's just straight up lying to you for ratings.
If you grew up with like four channels, was Canada the same as the UK? When I was four channels.
We had, well, I mean, when I was
one
young,
channel was in a language I couldn't speak, even though I'm
CBC.
Welsh.
Yeah, we had CBC that was on most of the day.
Yeah. So,
and then like channel 3 and 4, that was pretty much it.
But if you're like of an older generation and you used to go, hey, this is news, you go, oh, I trust the news, because you grew up your whole life having news from a reputable source.
Of course,
so when people see dodgy news websites, and I think a lot of the reason why a lot of people have been radicalized to Trump in the US was they saw these sites that looked like news and they were used to trusted news, and
it was so easy to go down that rabbit hole. That's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, you know, whereas younger generations now are a lot more disconcerting about where they get their, they choose.
They have to.
Selectively, right?
Like, they grew up in a place where they grew up in an environment where you have to be selective of the information that is coming towards you, else you could end up on...
And
like,
there's so much of it.
Even if you take trust out of it,
there's so much.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're talking about a brewery. Give you free, cheap beer.
Is it still happening?
I don't know. We should go up there and we should walk up there and find out. Walking distance from where we are now. Right now, it feels as if the government is coming up with the entire direction. It's just sort of trickling down to the rest of us. And you seem to hear a lot of negative media and not a lot of supportive media. We thought we could veer towards the latter. That's the negative media. Josh Council, the co-founder. No, as in like they want to fight the negative media.
By
like a local business jumping on board saying get vaccinated.
I think it's great. I think it's great.
He says encouraging vaccinations.
This is going to get dark real quick.
No. So
they're
encouraging vaccinations because he says it protects his staff, and they want to have positive conversations around vaccines because it's true. Staff, regulars, they all benefit from the vaccine.
Oh, golly, Jesse. I've got some great news. We've had a fresh delivery from the Ad Man.
Gee whiz, Reese. Really? From the Ad Man?
Smell them. They're fresh.
Ads.
Hi. Welcome to Finders Grievers, a happy-ish podcast about sad things. My name is Shohana Sharman. I'm a Bangladeshi-Canadian writer, theater artist, and comedian. In 2017, I lost my mother to lung cancer. It was devastating. I felt lost and hopeless and alone. But the year I lost my mother, I learned just how alone I wasn't. Grief is one of the single most fundamental human experiences, and sharing and connecting with others who had been through it was healing for my soul. It's this connection that helped me find some lightness in it all. Finders Grievers is a podcast about the universally felt yet rarely discussed experience of grieving. Each week, I'll be sitting down with a guest to discuss love, loss, and everything in between. Sometimes we'll laugh, sometimes we'll even cry a little bit. Both are allowed. So, shall we find some grievers? Finders Grievers is coming to the Sonar Network on May 6th. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and join us, won't you?
Hello, I'm Chris Locke.
I'm James Hartnett.
And I'm Michael Belazzo.
And we're the hosts of comedy podcast Evil Men.
It's a podcast where comedians, us, joke around about different bad guys, rude dudes, and sometimes murderers.
Yeah, we might talk about a horrible person like Jeffrey Dahmer.
A depraved maniac from ancient Rome like Caligula.
Or even sometimes a mean cartoon character like Gargamel. Because the things he did to the Smurfs were just awful.
Yeah, we talk about all these things, but most of the time we're joking, you understand?
We're comedians. We're foolish by nature.
Catch us on the Sonar Network and download us wherever you get your podcasts.
And there's a lot of misinformation, not misinformation, but a lot of mistrust of new things.
Yeah.
And this is a new technology. Granted, it has been researched for the past 30 years. It has been researched to make it, if like not this specific, not for this very specific strain of virus, but the technology behind a messenger RNA, mRNA vaccine, as Pfizer and Moderna, has been researched for 30 years and very coincidentally has been like ready to release to the public pretty much when a pandemic came out.
It's
the fact that it's new gives people pause.
Yeah, but
right?
new is scary.
New, that's what I'm saying. New is scary.
New Ford Bronco, I nearly cried.
I mean,
what
I don't
is this?
You.
Bill Gates. but also the thing I really liked about this was, and this is what spurred off a lot of, they basically got attacked online.
This coffee is delicious, by the way.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for making that preparation of me showing up to the
studio
today.
Well, we always say, let's get recording. You spend 30 minutes trying to work out how to use the coffee machine. But if I do it in
it's
five
a complicated
minutes,
machine, okay?
It doesn't
understand it. It's got weird buttons on the side that I don't understand. Places
so I was like,
to pour
if I
water
do it,
that don't make sense.
We can focus on content. Anyway,
sorry,
the reason I like it and the reason they've got so much abuse online is because they were really playful with the wording. So
hold on. They got a... You just slipped that in there.
They got like a big online.
I mean, okay, that's...
The headline was Socialist Patsies Offering Cheap Beer to Vaccinated Allegonians.
So, hold on. I just want to say, no matter what, if anyone... Like, we'll probably get some fucking hate mail just for mentioning vaccines. I love our hate mail, by the way.
I haven't received a death threat yet. I'm looking forward to that.
We'll frame it on the wall. anything mentioning vaccines, anything mentioning the COVID-19 is going to get what I'm going to call a base level of angry yellers, right? Did Good Robot receive the base level of angry yellers simply because they mentioned vaccines, or did they get above and beyond?
No, they provoked them. So at the bottom of their post about the cheap beer, it said, this message was paid for by the government of Canada, the Pfizer Corporation, the CIA, and the Martian invaders who are hanging out on the other side of the moon biding their time.
Oh, that's funny.
Which is pretty funny.
That is funny.
Being playful.
Yeah.
So they said
anti-vaxxers need to have a sense of humor.
they said they were being fun and stupid, but what they didn't expect was to get called a Nazi 14 times a week. They were getting emails with documentation about Pfizer's underground labs and their work with Bill Gates. And if you find this post, I recommend you go to Good Robot's Instagram account, find this post, because some of the comments are hilarious. So I think the go-in name is Info Warriors, people who feel like they're fighting just, yeah. Anyway, so some of the comments were, this beer tastes like cowardice and compliance. Start thinking of new business ideas.
That is a great name for a fucking beer. Cowardice and compliance. Good Robot should make a beer called Cowardice and Compliance.
With me and you on the front.
Oh my God. Wait, no.
I'll be cowardice. You can be compliance.
I mean, if I had to choose. can we get a Canadian Politics is Boring beer from Good Robot?
If you're listening to this, Good Robots.
I'm going to send them a link.
Send them a link.
I will. But like, no, seriously. Like,
we should.
We'll make the artwork.
We're not just talking about another local brewery again, just to get more free beer from somebody else. But, you know, if you're going to...
If it's going to happen.
We're here now, so... another comment said, the fact that the Canadian government, via newly informed information propaganda wing in the military paid Cambridge Analytica's
parent
company over
$1 million
in 2018 to teach the Liberals how to shoot...
Jesus.
Because these are comments on Instagram, and they're writing fucking essays in the comments. Like, the fact that the Canadian government, via a newly formed information propaganda wing in the military, paid Cambridge Analytica's parent company over $1 million in 2018 to teach the Liberals how to shape attitudes, beliefs, and behaviours of Canadian citizens and use social media news agencies like CBC and ex-military generals to feed propaganda to his citizens. Again, look it up. Even CBC did a story on it. But we should just trust our government, who seeks to use psychological warfare tactics on us. Right?
I mean,
and they did four eyes, so that's why I said right.
Okay. I mean, like, to be fair to that commenter, our government did try to convince a town of people that there were wolves.
Yeah, but look how shit they were at it. So, all these conspiracy theorists seem to think the government has all power and control. When you get to a certain point in life, you realize that everyone everywhere is kind of winging it.
Oh, yeah.
And once you understand there's a fact...
You think we know what we're doing? Come
exactly.
on now.
Everyone is winging it. It doesn't matter how experienced you are. No one can predict the future. So once you realize everyone is winging it, it makes the world much more easy to navigate.
Yeah.
And much more easy to influence.
And the way I combat any sort of conspiracy theory is... one, if it's physically possible, like, you know, we've got portals on Mars to hell. Okay, that's probably not a possibility. But if we're talking about the government has this underground lab where we're building whatever, you know, is it possible? Yes, it's possible. Logistically, it is possible. However, do you know how difficult it is to fucking keep a secret from millions of people, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you have thousands of people who are working on a secret project, whatever that secret project happens to be, and you are like, they have to, all of them, keep their mouths shut.
Yeah.
Forever.
Never happens.
Yeah. And for secondly.
For sexondly.
For sexondly. opposition. If like opposition happens, if evil takes place, if corruption takes place, and someone who is not corrupt hears about it, there will be an automatic type of opposition to that force. It's natural.
Yeah.
If anything is left unchecked and unguarded with unlimited time and money, yes, you can do insane things. But that rarely, rarely is the case.
Yeah. And also, all these people saying that it's a conspiracy, and that is all these big pharmaceutical companies looking to make money.
I mean, that is true.
No, but yeah.
Pharmaceutical companies are insanely evil.
But at the same time, look how much more damage the economy is taken by everyone staying at home for 2 years. It's a very, very complex and bizarre plan.
I think that's a different conversation that we can get into another time. But like, I actually think that like... everyone staying home for 2 years has shown the cracks in our economy. And like, everyone's like, oh, the economy has to thrive. Why? Why does the economy have to thrive?
Well, it doesn't.
Right.
Everyone just needs to be alive
and content.
Try and have a good time.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Honest to God. Like, why do we have to constantly be working our asses
off? It's a short party, so party hard.
I mean, that is a different conversation altogether. But like, everyone just accepts the fact that the economy has to thrive because, oh God, what happened? We can't have the economy not thrive. Why not? Why does the economy have to constantly be go, 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 all the fucking time? All the time.
Because...
Right, just because. We just accepted it.
Yeah.
That's a different rant for another time, which I'll gladly have with you.
To do.
But there's definitely greed happening. There's money changing hands here. And when that happens, I mean, talking billions of dollars, yes. But that doesn't mean that they want to implant us with fucking microchips.
Exactly. You
know? Exactly. They want to make profit.
Well, right? But this is an ironic.
But it's not gonna, they're not going to make profit if they you know, kill everyone off.
Yeah.
The repeat customers is everything.
You know? Well, actually, this is the last comment I was going to read, which I thought was serious at first, but it's definitely ironic. The vaccine is just a microchip designed to track everything we're doing, sent from my iPhone. Which I thought was genius. If whoever wrote that comment...
Is that an ironic?
I think that was an ironic
comment. Yeah, that's very funny.
Whoever wrote that is an absolute comedy genius.
Right, yes.
but I wanted to end to say that Good Robot said that they didn't want to alienate the vaccine hesitant tumor too much. So they mentioned in the marketing that anti-vaxxers are still welcome, but they have to enjoy a full-priced pint.
Sony. Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So but their vaccinated friends around them will pay less for their beer.
I still want to know. I want to look into this whole legally lowest price for beer in Canada. That's very strange.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
There's different rules in the UK. If you operate in a social club, you can sell alcohol way cheaper. So you go to a social club, you've never been there before.
So you pay for access to the club.
So yeah, well, that's it. You go there, never been there before, no intention of ever going again.
Right.
Someone on the door goes, "Hey, do you want to join the club? You can have cheap beer." You go, "Okay, how much is it?" They'll go, "Ah, lifetime membership, £1, which is like less than $2. You sign a piece of paper with your address on, they file it away, go, "There's your member," you go in and you pay like $1 for a pint.
Wow. How do they make money off that?
Their costs are really low because they operate as a social club and they don't, there's less tax involved, so they can still make a profit. Less goes to the government. So
right, it's kind of funny. There's a place, if you're in Halifax, you probably know what I'm talking about. I'm unclear of the legality system, but there's a difference between a pub and like a club sort of thing, like a private club that you need to have membership to and a password at the door and stuff like that. And I think it works differently than a club. Maybe it's taxed differently. There's different closing times. There's different prices for beer. And there's one of these places in Halifax that when you go in, you have to sign your name as a member of this club. And there's a password on the door, like to get in. And no one tells you what the password is. No one.
Oh, you're talking about the speakeasy?
No. Well, maybe, but that's really funny is in giant, giant letters right next to the keypad where you type in the password to get in. You literally physically type in on a keypad to the password to get into the door. Right next to the keypad in giant letter numbers is the address to the building.
That's amazing.
And that's the password.
There's the secret speakeasy as well in Halifax.
Like, seriously, if you're like, "Hey, man, meet me at this place." Okay. And you get there and like, "Oh, what's the password?" And you're literally staring at four giant numbers.
No, there's the secret speakeasy where you go there and there's a bar. And if you find out the password, I think the password is like in
code. The middle spoon you're talking
about. The
middle
spoon, yeah.
I love the middle spoon.
And then you say that, if you say that week's password to the barman, he opens this door to the secret speakeasy to another secret bar below.
I've been there a few times. And it was, you know what, when it first started, it was actually kind of cool because it was secret.
Yeah.
You had to be kind of invited in a sense, like, "Oh, you guys are cool people." And of course they probably said this to everybody, but like, they were like, "Hey, you seem like dudes. Yeah, you know, like you seem like you'd enjoy this sort of thing. Here, just say this.
We're cool."
And they'd slip a piece of paper across to you and like, "Here, just say this next time you're in." And you'd have to kind of slip it into the conversation with your bartender. And it was really neat. And now it's just like, "Hey, do you want to go? Just like sign up for our email." And they just mail you the password and you don't really even have to be like, "Hey, like, man, can it just go to the speakeasy now?"
Try to work it into a conversation with the bartender.
It was a lot more fun when it first started. But it's still a really cool place to go.
That sounds cool. Well, anyway, this has been...
Was that it? Was that whole thing?
That was the whole episode.
Because I ranted a lot. This caffeine's just shooting through my veins, man. It's great. I like this. I'm going to have another cup of coffee.
So before we go as well, one very important thing. You might have heard the trailer at the beginning of this episode talking about our first live show in person.
Well, our first... Yeah, in person. Because we had a live show
in the flesh.
Virtual, yeah, in the flesh. So that's happening in Halifax.
Our flesh,
Parade Square.
Live on stage. No, Grand Parade.
Grand Parade.
Don't know where Parade Square is.
I thought it was called Parade
Please
Square.
Please come to Grand Parade. And
okay, it's Grand
stage.
Parade then. I thought it was called Parade Square.
It's a free event.
Maybe it's Grand Parade Square.
Put on by the city. And we're going to do a giant quiz called the Ultimate Halifax Quiz.
Yeah, man, looking forward to it.
With some local comedy talent, such as Travis Lindsay, who is one of the burning brightest stars in Canadian comedy right now.
Which is great.
He's going to be involved.
Looking forward to that.
And it's our first live show, and it's in Halifax. And sorry if you don't live
and
in...
And it's free.
It's free.
So if you live in Halifax or Dartmouth or Sackville or Bedford, come on by.
I worry about, you know, if you do a bad job, people will just walk off because they didn't pay for anything. They don't feel the incentive to get their money's worth. So
we've got... There's comedians. Is there another podcast as well?
No, it's just us. We're doing a podcast.
Okay, so we're not doing a podcast episode. We're doing the Halifax Trivia Challenge, where we've got me and other podcasters or comedians, and you're going to quiz us
questions
about Halifax.
Obscure, weird facts about Halifax.
And then we're going to get points, and there may or may not be a prize for the winner at the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when is this? This is this Thursday in Grand Parade at...
6 p.m. roughly.
Roughly 6
p.m. Depends on...
And there's going to be music and comedians and maybe other things? I don't know.
There are other things.
What things are there?
Entertainment.
Okay.
Various forms. And it's right in front of the city hall. Right in front of the big city hall. You can't miss us. On a giant stage, which I can't believe. But also...
I just found out about this today, so I'm very excited.
Yeah, the AV tech guys are going to record it so we can put it out as an episode as well.
Oh, nice. Oh, sweet.
So,
well, that's
hopefully
cool.
One balls it up too much twice.
Sweet.
Live and afterwards in record. So, So if you want to come, it's August the 19th. 2021, in case you listen to this in the future and you've missed it, you're gonna miss a great night. I hope we can all be there.
Bring your friends, don't bring your children, for God's sake, because I'm probably gonna swear like a fucking sailor.
Yeah,
no, I'm not.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a family friendly event.
Oh, is it really? Oh, great. Yeah. So I should really hone that in.
Yeah, like. You say frig,
fudge it,
count, say count,
count, and oh, god. Okay.
Cool. Well, let's go now.
Okay. Thanks so much for sticking us in your ear holes just the way you like it, all snug in there. And thanks so much for coming back every week. We love you so much. We're so appreciative that we have the audience that we have and that you like our show. Honest to God, we've been doing this for a year and a half now, and we love it. And we never thought that the show would grow as big as it did. And it's all thanks to you guys, honest to God. So thank you so much. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys soon. That was heartfelt and warm and squishy inside.
It's all right.
Yeah, Reese is kind of indifferent.
Yeah. He's like, I'm joking. I'm happy. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.